You're listening to SBS News.
Thailand's immigration chief says the father and brother of Rahaf Muhammad Al Kunun have arrived in Bangkok and want to meet her, but are currently waiting to learn whether the UN Refugee Agency will allow them to do so. The 18-year-old gained global attention when she barricaded herself in a Thailand hotel room and appealed for help from countries around the world from her Twitter account. She said she was bound for Australia to seek asylum after fleeing from her Saudi family as they were holidaying in Kuwait. Ms. Al Kunun was stopped at the airport in Bangkok by Saudi diplomatic staff who claimed she did not have proper documentation to enter and has since been placed in the care of the UNHCR and Thai authorities. Human rights advocates have expressed concern about the arrival of Ms. Al Kunun's male family members, but the UN Refugee Agency's global spokesman, Babar Balok, says the organisation is in regular contact with the 18-year-old.
She is at a safe location. For her safety responsibility in any country, as it falls for all of us on a government, that is on the government of Thailand. But in terms of making sure that she's at a safe place, she's being looked after, I was also saying she's an individual, so we have to give her that room for her privacy, but we are in touch with her on a daily basis. People or individual who claim to be in need of international protection, who are trying to claim access to the asylum procedures, who are trying to claim a file on asylum, they cannot be sent back to a location where they are saying or claiming their life is in danger.
Mr. Balok also says she now has a chance to get some rest.
It is a distressing situation when you're fleeing for your life, trying to seek safety, and then you face so many hurdles in that journey. It must be distressing. That's why we are relieved that she's not anymore in that hotel room. She's at a safe place where she would have had some rest last night. She would get her sleep back.
Mr. Balok says the agency will not disclose details of Ms. Al Kunun's asylum appeal, which it intends to examine. On Tuesday, the Australian government said it would consider giving Ms. Al Kunun a humanitarian visa if the UN deems her asylum claim is valid. The case has highlighted concerns about women's rights in Saudi Arabia. A woman who did not want to be identified spoke to BBC Radio, where a producer from the team voiced the actual interview responses.
Rahaf is an inspiration, but she's not the first one who did this, and absolutely definitely not the last one. Many women are thinking about this, me included. We think about this every day because us women here do not know what it feels like to go out, to do whatever we like. Us women living here in Saudi Arabia who are suffering from this, we don't know what freedom tastes like. We don't know how we're going to live if we weren't under the guardianship.
Questioned by the BBC, the woman was asked what it would take for a woman to try and leave Saudi Arabia.
First of all, we need to get out of Saudi Arabia by going to any other country. Only Saudi Arabia does not allow women to travel alone, if the papers are not signed. Not only actually travelling, work, education, medical care. Some families here, they go on vacations with their daughters and sons. When we go to vacation, some girls, they think, oh, I'm outside Saudi Arabia. How about I steal my passport from my dad and I just run away? This is the only way we can make it out and then ask for asylum.
Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.